So we're coming here that the suffix is not a suffix in ten kisri. The suffix is a suffix in what? In dereshchim mirakiksum misurin dan. Now it's interesting. Rashi here in Rashi misapkaluhu brings two sveikis misapkaluhu ikrabalaz ikrabanon. That's one suffix. Rashi says that there are really two sveikas here. That when the Chacham said Yachloiku, there are two things they were misopic about. A, if the Rishim Erasik Suv Misurandami, and B, if Mitzalakan Debrahemes. In the first Lashon, the Rashi Misapkalu on the bottom also did the same thing. Rashi on the bottom said Misapkaluhu, like it says 6-7 lines on the bottom, Ikasidami Eloi. Rashi also said two sveikas. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger sends you there to the Mishnah Lamelech. It seems that the Mishnah Lamelech learns in Rashi that it's a sveika here. Chacham say achloiku, dafka over here, it's a sveika. One suffik, in the first lashon, one suffik if ten kisri or not ten kisri. And even if you don't say ten kisri, maybe it's mitzvah kind of divrei emes. You should give it anyway. It's a svek sveika. And the same thing Rashi here would mean the same thing. Al svek sveika, it's explaining why yachloiku. Why don't we go basa musik? So don't go basa musik. You have two reasons not to go basa musik. A, in our case, maybe mat neshkimer asks umasur and dami. And even if it's not, maybe there's mitzvah kind of divrei emes. It's a svek sveika. In Ksubis on Daf Tes, we had a Taisvis. Taisvis said that with a Svek Sveika, you're Mana and Ksuba. Isha Kamana and Ksuba with a tiny of a Svek Sveika. The Pnei Yeshua there was Matmiya. What's the Lomdis of Svek Sveika? What's the Lomdis of Svek Sveika? Right. So every Svek Sveika is because you go bust a right. One suffix makes it 50-50, and the second suffix makes it right to done. So Pnei Yeshua said, Ein hochim b'mamanacha harayiv. So how could you go bas harayiv by svek svek? So Pnei Yeshua asked, was matmiya on taisvis, that it's not true, by svek svek you don't go bas harayiv. By mom you don't go bas harayiv, so you shouldn't go bas svek svek. So the Shach answered that the Pnei Yeshua was right. You don't pass on sex fake of Amamin. Ksuva is different, he said, because the Isha is holding the Shtar Ksuva. She's a Muvzekes. She's not really a Maitzi, because she has the Ksuva. And that's why Taisus holds that she's Tevea with a sex fake. But she's a little like a Muvzekes, not completely a Muvzekes, because we don't pass the Shtar on the Lubiska Dami Dami. But she's Ksas a Muvzekes, so there, sex fake helps. That was the Shach's Shita. But the klal was that by svek svek you're not mitzi mamim. So this nekuda here in Rashi, which seems to be that with a svek svek you're mitzi, first of all, it's not true. It seems it's not true. And second of all, even in Agamar, you're not mitzi with it. It's only achleiku. So Rashi's kavana needs a bit of a hesber. Could be that Rashi's going with the shita of the ri. Now really here, the reason it's Yechlaiku is it's a special takana. Hechad Ashkechan behed Yechlaiku. Certain places, the Chachamim made a takana of Yechlaiku. And here, it's just the takana that they made here of Yechlaiku. So Rashi's trying to give a little tavlin. Why over here did they do it? So Rashi's saying, because they're really two sveikas. But not that from two sveikas you might see Mamet. But hey, yes, it's two sveikas, so it gives a little explanation of why the Chachamim saw fit to say Yachlaiku, so maybe that's the Hezbollah and Rashi. But either way, Rashi is not Kepashte, Svek Svek Yemaiti Mam. Because even over here, you only say Yachlaiku, not Mamish Maiti Mam. So, it's rather Raya from here to Pnei Yeshua. Because if you hold Svek Svek Yemaiti Mam, the Chachami should have said that the Makabal gets it, Yitnu Liyashay Mishesh Tachula. And it's only Yachlaiku. So Raya, that really bad, and you don't go bust a svek svek. Why he says svek svek? Don't what?
Why Rashi has to bring down both? He says Rashi is saying either or.
Mishnah brings this pshat that Kalim Rashi means either or, and he says the first lashon he says a daichik, and the second lashon you can't even learn that way. So it's not either or in the second lashon; it has to be both. It doesn't fit into pshat. So the Gemara has Nibayi, Bayilhu, Reb Shimon Hanasi Nasihu, Ay Mishmei de Nasi Kamer. Interesting, Nibayi. Was Reb Shimon a Nasi or wasn't he? Taisus says, because we didn't find anywhere in Shas a Nasi by the name of Reb Shimon. So that's why the Gemara has the Nibayi. Maybe he didn't have the Kayach of a Nasi in his that year, the years that he was alive, maybe. I'm not even sure which Rav Shimon. They were more than one Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Gamliel. They were all from the same, but they never called, I guess, Rav Shimon Hanasi. So the Gemara says, Tashma Adam Rav Yosef Halacha Rav Shimon Hanasi. And I can buy a lach Nasi who? Oy Dakam Rav Shimon Hanasi. Take. Kufa Am Rav Yosef Halacha Rav Shimon Hanasi. I Hakaimel and Divrei Shimon Aksum Mesur and Dami. So how could you say like Rav Shimon who said that Maisa that it goes back to the Mishalayach, the Yarshe Mishalayach. So the Gemara says Rav Yosef Mukila Bebari. I hold a Yarshe Mishalayach karma. He must be dead. Kaimel Amitzel Kaim Devrei Ameis. To me, Yazur Le Mishalayach. He held. Rav Yosef held that you have to be Garis Yazur Le Mishalayach. And then he's alive, and that's the way he's done.